Welcome back, everyone, to Practical Spiritual Advice by Infinite You, which is me, which is you, which is we. Buckle up for the ride. We're in for another one. I apologize. It's been a little while. I have a special guest with me, and we're going to go through some stuff. We're going to make this a short one because we're on a mission. So let's say hi to Amber.
Hello, everyone.
She's back. She's back. So she's playing a support role today because we are wanting to get this information out, clear and concise. And what we're doing today is we're going to let y'all know some of the inspiration that has guided us through music and, you know, the festivals that we go to when we're driving with our children and we're listening to good music and dancing with them and singing along with them. And I want to talk about that today in this episode, you know, the music that inspires us. Right, Amber?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
So we got a list here, and she's going to keep me on this list because I've got some amazing people, and I want y'all, the audience, to go out and check these people out. So many people right now in the world today are replaying music that they've heard, you know, since high school, or just, you know, takes them back to the past.
Memory lane.
Yeah, driving down memory lane with the good old rock and roll or just whatever it may be, right? But what we're going to talk about today is like a few different genres of music. And I mean, I don't know each genre that they fall into exactly. Some of these people that inspire us are mixed genres. But at the end of the day, they all have a message and intention behind the music that they put together. So what do you want to do next, Amber? What should I say next?
How the music makes us feel and the impact they make. Or like, you know, like the words, the messages that they have within their songs that they write.
On this list that we wrote down of some of the people that have really, you know, helped us out on our journey.
Mm-hmm. Nako was a yes.
I knew you were going to say him first.
Because he was the first one that we've ever heard. And, you know, with this powerful, inspiring music, I was like, whoa, speaking our language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then that Nako Bear may be like a trigger for some people, but for us, it's the story of being human and
experimenting
right. Yeah. Well, so
or just on his own path.
I want to send a thank you to Miguel Angel, my soul brother, who introduced Nako Bear to me via Facebook, and also came and downloaded two of Nako's albums onto our computer, and our children when we would drive on all the time singing Nako Bear songs. And and I have a bunch of friends that have used his music and, you know, the medicine for the people and just the whole thing to just like really elevate themselves. And another person that is on our list is Trevor Hall and Satsang. Mm-hmm. Like just a lime tree, and just, you know, my friend David, he's like, oh, look at you, you're in a lime tree, and just whatever, like with the, it's one of Trevor Hall's songs.
Mm-hmm.
Equanimous. Yeah,
Equanimous. Yeah, that's more of like the DJ.
Yeah.
Like tribal
mm-hmm.
music. And
we've got recently, Mike Love on the list.
Yeah. Recently we've started hearing Ruby Chase.
Yeah, Heaven on Earth. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. That song gets me crying.
Powerful goddess song. That's what the first song I've heard from her. And I was like, whoa.
mm-hmm. Ooh, talk about goddess stuff. Who do you have on that list that puts you into this like goddess mode?
Oh, Lizzie Jeff. Yeah, she's my favorite. She's one of my favorites, Lizzie Jeff. Very powerful. Cannabis. Always talking about and just woman empowerment and just how women's bodies are this portal and, you know, to be respected and embraced and not look at it like a sexual thing, but just like,
yeah, goddess.
Yeah, like a goddess. Yeah, yeah, like that is a goddess.
That's where like some of this, the music that is on this list, especially like the DJs, there's some extra like stuff going on there because a lot of times we're at festivals and we're either watching a fire performer or a laser show or like dancing next to our favorite people. And so when these songs come up, especially for me, and I'm driving, like I'm, you know, if we let music take us back to places, like that's where I let the music take me back to, is these events and watching like Ishani. Like, you know, speak about goddess, like you hear in the crowd, all the women, oh my God, she's such a goddess. Like she comes in and makes her own clothing. Mm-hmm. And if anybody wants to look her up, the Ish Factor, Ishani Ishai, she's amazing, fire spinner, performance, all this stuff. But she owns that energy. And it's just a different thing for women, you know, to step into that power. And Lizzie Jeff, I watch that and it's, you know, I see her stuff through Amber and I'm like, she's owning it. Like you, it's so living in San Antonio and, you know, with, being in going to clubs when I was younger and stuff and being around my guy friends and the way they would talk about women or me, even me sometimes. Yeah, for sure. I guess.
No, yes.
Yeah. Right, yes. I had to, right? But to a degree, because some of my friends were just really, really disrespectful and didn't feel good when they would say certain things. But there's no energy that comes, like you don't, like so when Ishani or even Amber, she walks into a room, or my friend Jill Hernandez, who's like ninth degree black belt, someone that owns and knows who they are, it's a different energy. And you don't look at that goddess as someone that you could even talk down to. Like it almost cannot even come out of you to do it because of the energy that they're putting out. And it's, you know, this divine feminine that the divine masculine is here to hold space for, and not just look at every woman as a sex object and things like that. And so the music reminds me of respect and honor and just being true to the balance of the divine feminine and masculine. And so, you know, I think it's helped me become a better person. So this is where I love the people that we listen to. And I wanted to touch on someone else, which is Matsuyatsu. Mm-hmm. And man, if you hear this, I watch your lives sometimes on TikTok, and I enjoy watching your family dynamic and just your being you're real. So, another person,
like
real role model, like I mean just a good person. So to also, like, there's another, I'm gonna save Desert Dwellers for last, but I want to mention LS Dream. I saw LS Dream, you, am I talking to you? I saw your performance at a Reconnection. I was washing dishes backstage during Light Codes, which was in Reconnection last year, was the first time that was performed. And the intention behind all that was like mind blowing. I wish I would have been there, but I was doing my thing as the humble servant, washing dishes for the performers and artists and stuff backstage, helping out Dawn with Fed team. So I want to thank her for getting me up to Reconnection last year. And, and like amazing, like San Antonio would love to have any of these artists that none of the people that I've mentioned here have ever been to San Antonio to my knowledge and performed. If they did, then you know, wow. How'd y'all sneak by me? But again, I wanted to save, talking about Desert Dwellers here for a second, because music inspires us and has an opportunity to move us in a way that allows your soul to be seen in a dance. And when you put intention, you know, before you approach these opportunities to let your soul be a dance,
it can be activating.
Yeah, it can be activating. So, so that, yeah. So on 11/11/2018, San Antonio, I didn't mention this in the beginning. If you're new to this podcast, get your ass to the beginning and go listen to the story that takes you through the first seven or eight episodes. That'll bring us up to date with 2023 and the solar eclipses and this whole like thing of what we're doing here on this earth plane and why each of these artists have been getting the buzz. Mm-hmm. I'm getting, sorry, I'm just getting like, I'm feeling like some energy pumping through me as I start to dive into why the artists that we talked about have created the music that they did. What do you have to say,
Amber? It's just another thing to mention is that today is the Mayan Day out of time, July 25th, 2023. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's the day out of time.
Where we honor art and music and ceremony.
Self-expression. And
it's, take a deep breath, folks. Just take a deep breath. It's a big, big deal. To hear the names of the people that we're mentioning, to listen to their music and actually feel what's going on as we step into this portal of you know, no time, you know, no reason or rhyme to do anything but just to be. And you know, the last 2 years, Infinite You has been you know, I put ourselves into a position of hosting the Day Out of Time celebration in San Antonio. And normally today we would have been doing that.
Yes.
Yeah.
We would have been having our third annual Mayan Day Out of Time today. Celebration.
And I'm a big stickler with like trying to keep to these dates and stuff, but I'm also built to adjust. And the adjustment is we've moved our celebration date to 8/8, August 8th. And today we are deciding to jump into the flowing rivers of the Comal here in Texas in the Hill Country and spend it with just enjoying the artwork of nature and what she has provided for us. Mm-hmm.
So back to the artist and gritting the tone.
Going back to the artist and gritting the tone. Basically what I'm expressing is that, the music has been created for a reason, and I want to honor that, and we have. And so on 11/11/2018, when we gritted San Antonio, the idea was to have some of my friends stand on the four corners of San Antonio, 6 miles out from downtown, and then, it was three of us that were downtown holding the hub of what you can imagine may be like a big medicine wheel. And this medicine wheel that we were positioned as humans in a grid, you know, that encompassed a 12-mile radius, diameter, whatever. What, I'm not a math, no, math, it's not even mathematician. whatever, when you're going from the center and out. Anyway, y'all understand. Yeah, I thought I got it right.
Okay.
I thought I got it right. I'm not a scientist. You don't have to be a scientist to know
math
that.
Math 101.
Yeah, math 101. Geometry. The radius is 12 miles, right? So center out 6 miles. And last minute, it was like a decision to add music. Like what's going to tune us in to know that we're all in sync? And what I decided to do is find a song that I can have us all put on our headphones as each person was at the, you know, north, south, east, and west, and center, to hit play at 11:11 a.m. on 11/11/2018. And so that's what we did. And it was the song that came to me was produced by Desert Dwellers, Trevor and Amani. And they came out of Texas. They're local, Austin, and they're connected to people that, like, it's just a whole freaking thing. So Desert Dwellers is amazing, you know, music. And so I picked out Dragon's Mist is the name of the track, and it was remixed by Kaminanda, which is another DJ called Remist. And that's what we listened to. We all press play at 11:11, and we spun the energy clockwise and then counterclockwise in specific directions. Go watch the other or listen to the other episodes and dive into my information. I've got it spread out. You're going to do your research, but TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, InfiniteU77, the rest of this podcast, there's galactic hints all over our event pages that we have for settingthetoneevents.com and infiniteu.info. We're giving you all this information. And so Desert Dwellers is part of this activation that came back as a resonant experience about a year later. So we did that activation. And, you know, we sit and like, okay, we did this, now what happens? And things happen very quick. Within a month or so, I was led to the discovery of the two solar eclipses, but didn't put all the pieces and parts together because they actually weren't. And then within a year, we were talking with Jason Hahn at a Knuckle Bear concert in Austin. And Jason was bringing an event to San Antonio called Om in the Garden, with Desert Dwellers being the headliner. And I was invited to lead a guided meditation for this event through Jason. And, you know, it's just, there's ways of activating with music and intention and, you know, what you want to see for the planet and for our children and what is your biggest dreams. And everyone, again, that I listed that we talked about today, Ruby Chase, Ellis Dream, but I didn't even mention Barenge, Lizzie Jeff, Nako, Satsung, Trevor Hall, Blue Marion, I didn't mention Blue Marion, Equanimous, Matsuyatsu, Mike Love, Desert Dwellers, and many, 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 many more. Our personal DJ friends, Yaws, Rainbow Bird, Sage the Mage, Sega, just all of the above. Time Wheel, they're making music to get your physical body to move in specific ways that incorporate your intention, your breath, and your movement. And you can create whole new worlds by doing this. You can dance together around a city. You can move energy. You can have all these things. And literally, not figuratively, not metaphysically, like, this is a fucking thing that will activate your city. So now we have these solar eclipses and millions of people are about to come to San Antonio. And the solar eclipses and all this stuff, it is aligned to an event called Setting the Tone for Heaven on Earth Festival. And we're gathering our nonprofits, our musicians, our way showers, and we're uniting them. And we're asking for support from our fellow musicians that have literally been creating the music that culminates to these solar eclipses and why they created the music. So, you know, one part of this is we're doing the galactic, the Mayan Day at a Time celebration, and we're not working. And part of this is honestly my mission and my journey to unite the artist and the way showers together for this event. And so if this information has reached a particular artist and you resonate with wanting to fulfill prophecy and co-create heaven on earth, and you find it in your soul of souls that your music has literally been for this now moment, you have an opportunity to reach out to Amber and myself and see how we can play with this and collaborate. And this is going to be a spectacle for the entire planet to witness. And I want to fulfill everyone's prophecies with this and our biggest dreams and whatever perspective that comes to the fold. But Amber, before we come close in our time to end this episode, practical spiritual advice by Infinite You, which is me, which is we. We're on a roller coaster. It's been fun and it's been not fun. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say to close this as we wind down?
If anybody would like to share any other music that moves their body, their heart, their spirit, So please message us, let us know. We're always looking for other artists that we can
integrate.
That's a good one. I was going to say collaborate, but yeah, no, integrate was better.
Your story into this story.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. You've been doing the work for a reason, and we want to be completely open and engaging.
Please share with us.
Yeah, please share with us. Comment, heart this, let people share, know. Yes, right. We're just two crazy people over here. Just trying to create a better world for our children.
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm. So with that being said.
With that, I want y'all to love always, in all ways. Mm-hmm. Peace. Thank you.